Blog Talk Radio.
Dude, if you've been wondering where to find the largest selection of custom glass products in Central Oregon, wonder no more. At Vision Smoke Shop, located on Southwest 6th in Redmond, they feature one-of-a-kind stuff from 16 local glass blowers. They don't only blow glass, they blow your mind, man. They got great prices on hookah products and tobacco, too, so stick that in your pipe and smoke it. Literally, the friendly staff can educate you. They'll be happy to get you up to speed on everything Vision Smoke Shop has to offer. Thinking your hectic disc golf schedule might make it tough to stop by? They understand. And at Visions, they've got everything you need to make your disc golf experience perfect. So it's worth your trip. Because if there's one thing they don't like to see wasted, it's time. While you're there, be sure to check out the selection of custom painted longboards. Visit facebook.com/visionsmoke for a first-hand look at some of their unique items. Their prices are already affordable. And they also give a 10% discount to OMMP cardholders. Because if there's another thing they don't like to see wasted, it's money. What do they like to see wasted? Well, you figure that one out. Vision Smoke Shop. Located in downtown Redmond, the glassiest place in Central Oregon.
Shout out to my great, great sponsors. Start with the Clock Tower Pub, man. Number one sports bar in all of Oregon, man. Doesn't matter what sport you want, especially MMA. They got plenty of TVs and cold beer to go with it. Check them out on Facebook. Check them out on Google. Also, Ink Tank Tattoo, man. Kick-ass work. Best in the country. Best guest artists anywhere in this nation you'll find in this podunk little town I live in. But they are ridiculously well-recognized around the world for their work. Ink Tank Tattoo. Find them on Facebook and Twitter at Greg at Ink Tank. Also, want to give a big shout out to Clinch Custom Mouth Guards at GetClinch.com. Best custom mouth guards in the business. Whether you need a boil bite or you need a custom, you need to get your whole team covered, hit them up, guys. They've got it for everybody at every price range. Hit them up. Best guards, best prices, hands down. And last but not least, I got to give a big shout out to some great, great sponsors of local MMA and MMA Madhouse and The Rogue Show. And that's Vision Smoke Shop at visionsmoke.com. Find them on Facebook, Twitter, Google, everywhere. These guys are so good to the community and so good to us. And whether you need a piece for your pocket or you need to fill the shelves of your store, you guys hit them up, man. From individual sales to wholesale, they got you covered. Great company, man. And looks like tonight we're playing Batman and Robin on this show. So let me bring in my Robin. What's up, Dr. Clinch?
Ain't no fucking Robin. What are you talking about, Robin?
Oh, Batgirl. I'm sorry. Batman and Batgirl? You'd be Batgirl?
That's better than Robin, I think. But you could get in the dress. I'm sure you're fine. You can be Batgirl if you want.
Actually, it should be more like the Penguin and the Joker. I'll be the Penguin.
Yeah, why can't you do something cool like that? We can both be villains. We've got to be a fucking a superhero and his little gay twin. What is that?
Oh, man. Oh, hey, you know what? I totally forgot we got two new sponsors, man. Duh, I'm a jackass. Big shout out to Jax Media out of Canada. It doesn't matter where you live in this world, guys. They can hook it up from a business card to a fighter profile. And you guys should check out their media kits for fighters and for promotions. They got some ridiculous shit they can do for you. JaxMedia.ca. They've cleaned up our logos. They've worked with Clinch. They've worked with some organizations in the Midwest, some organizations in Canada. Check them out, JaxMedia.ca. And also, GoFightLive.tv for all your iPay-per-view sports needs in combat and more so racing, soccer, weekly MMA shows, boxing shows, wrestling shows. Best thing about this shit, folks, buy it once, it's on demand for life in your account. I got over 80 GFL iPay-per-views in my account. Pimp it, dude. I can watch some shit from last year. Boom, on demand on my phone, laptop, cell phone, whatever, computer. So, yeah, big shout out to those guys. Can't forget them. Sorry, Jeff, I didn't mean to cut you off.
I'm married.
Okay.
Just kidding, honey.
You listening? You're about to get muted.
Is she listening? No, I'm talking about my wife, actually.
Oh. What about her?
Is she listening?
No.
You know how she listens. Okay. I just wonder if I should be on guard when she gets home after saying something like that.
No. I blocked her from being able to hear us so we can talk freely.
Thanks.
That's like every time I do a show, I give my wife $200 and tell her to go to Walmart because I know she won't be home until after the show. So I can just say whatever I want.
Nice. Good idea.
Man, by the way, folks, I want to give a huge, huge, huge shout out to a wonderful young lady, professional woman fighter who fought tonight at Legacy, I believe 21, down there in Houston, Texas. Alana Hands of Stone Jones. She honestly looked really good with her counterboxing, and she got caught with an out-of-nowhere head kick, and it knocked her out. And you know what? Madhouse is honored to be on your banner. We're honored to sponsor you at MMAMadhouse.com, and we will continue to sponsor you. Whether you go down a weight class, you go up a weight class, whether you stay on these big shows, whether you take a step back and you get a couple of regional fights, because I'm going to be honest, folks, and I talked about this with Trey. And Trey, if you're listening, you should man up and call in, bitch. And Christoph, you as well, mostly Texas bitches. You guys should call in. But
Hey, Christoph, come on. Come on. You trying
dude,
to
he's
me?
Killing it. Dude, I am very happy. He's in Texas now. He has moved from Albuquerque to the Austin, Houston area. Start covering MMA there for us because Trey, obviously, he's tied up with that beautiful little bracelet on his ankle for a while, and you know, he really can't do much, so Christoph moved back to Texas, and he's going to pick up the workload, so big baller shout out to him.
Boo.
You know, for doing that, you know, that's
douche.
Huh?
He's not a douche just because he moved?
No. He's super pimp for stepping up, man.
All
instantly,
right.
He's like, hit me up with all the contacts, get me in. I didn't know he was already in Texas. He called me tonight and was like, why didn't you get me press passes for Legacy? And I was like, oh, shit, you're already in Texas. So I totally dropped the ball on that one. Otherwise, we would have been reporting live from Legacy tonight. But, you know, I just want to say to everybody out there, this young lady, her last two fights have been against some beast. both these fights, she's come into better than 10-1 underdog on odds. And she has performed, I think, extremely well. She looked good in the first three rounds, you know, against Fallon. The later of the third, obviously, things didn't go the way she wanted to. But then she turns right around and takes this Holly Holmes fight. And I don't give a shit what anybody says, dude. Holly Holmes caught her. She did. It was a beautiful kick. But up to that point, you can't say that Holly Holmes was just beating the shit out of this girl. Alana was giving it as good as she was getting. She was working that counterboxing. Her footwork looked good. So, you know, I don't want people to downplay what she has done in the last two fights just because she's lost. She took the fight. A good portion of women fighters in her weight class said they'd never take. And she did it on national TV and showed up like a champ. Then she turns around and fights what some are saying is the best, you know, hand-wise female to come into the sport in years. You know, I got to give it up to Miss Jones. You know, big proud of you, girl. Madhouse is very honored to be part of your team.
Yeah, he looked good. He was that caught.
Yeah, I mean, you watched the fight with me, and she did. She did just get caught, but, you know, that's...
Who expects a boxer to kick you in the face? I mean, come on.
Exactly, you know, I mean, look, I know that she went the boxing route to make money as a pro, and I understand that. And she worked her boxing game really, really well in the first round, and even in the second. And, I mean, that blast came out of nowhere. That just up out of nowhere, dude. And she was, you know, working her head. She was down. He just caught her, man. And you know what? More power to her. Congratulations on your debut at Legacy, Holly. But, you know, I mean, I don't think anybody, and I know some inside shit right now, and I'm telling you right now, don't kiss this girl off. I'm telling you right the fuck now. You guys, I understand that there's a new mad scientist who's going to step in and do a few things with the Miss Alana Jones, and you guys are going to see even a more vicious, more determined, more technically sound fighter all the way around when she comes back into that cage. Guarantee it, folks.
New trainer?
She's going to go a completely new route with her career, and I completely agree with it. She's going to readjust a few things and get down maybe a weight class from what I was told. She's going to go back home. They're going to revisit the situation. They're going to bring, from what I understand, is basically they're going to bring her walking weight down, get her on a couple of regional fights at the new weight class, and then bring her back.
Nice. 125?
Folks, you fucking heard it here first. 125. Hold on a second. Am I dropping the book? Folks, I am not. Yes, I'm going there. I totally forgot it. Here we go.
Okay, it's time for a commercial break. But we'll be right back.
Oh, no. that's not the right one. Oh, breaking news. That's what I want. Oh, there it is.
Muy importante. Muy importante. Muy importante.
Folks, you heard it here first. Alana Jones is going to go back. She's going to readjust, recalculate, rebuild that machine, and come back at 125. Yes. And we talked about it before. It felt like that would be a more dominant weight class for her. So it's great to see that she's going to step away for a little bit, work on a few things, take a couple of regional fights at that weight class, and come back. Proud of her. Very proud of her.
Can't get too discouraged. Those were two tough girls she fought. It's only she lost the chumps. I use that term loosely.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that one, Jeff. And, you know, also, folks, it's a women's MMA weekend. Tomorrow, Stevie Dawn, a.k.a. Stevie Van Ashe, I'm sorry. Yes, I forgot the E. She'll be making her pro debut against Elizabeth Phillips at Conquest of the Cage up in Washington in the Spokane area, I believe.
Yep, at North Quest Casino.
Yes, and big shout out for whatever his name is. I just drew a blank because I'm trashed.
Which guy?
Sick Jitsu.
Not the promoter, right?
No,
you're not trying to the promoter.
No, huh? I'm telling you, I'm so trashed right now. I was trying to be sarcastic, but I forgot his name for a second and I was gonna be like, thanks for the press passes, because he never got back to me.
Dick.
But I still...
Dick. Richard Little.
Yes. Thanks for getting back to me, bro. I know you've been busy, so we just wanted to cover your event. Mad love to you. Good luck to Stephen Van Aschie. Good luck. There's actually a couple of really good fights on there, folks. If you're regional, you guys know the names, get out there and check it out, man, because it ain't no joke. There's some good fights on there. Especially
what are they?
Pete fighting Elizabeth Phillips. His main event is, hold on.
That's a good fight? His main event is Lyle Beerbohm versus Victor Estrada.
I thought that changed.
Must have changed in the last day.
I thought we just talked before. Oh, never mind. That fight's going down on Cage Warrior Combat. Huh.
It's different. No, it's different.
Okay.
In front of Dana White.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Dana White, Uriah Faber at this one. You're right, dude. I was thinking that the, but that's the fight we're going to talk about next, so never mind. But, dude, Will Comstock's fighting Clinton Peoples, that should be a good fight. I know he's on that card. Dude, isn't Roy Bradshaw on there?
Yes, Roy Bradshaw's fighting Adam Smith.
Dude, right there, dude. Anybody who doesn't know Roy knows he brings in, he's always game. He has a good call. He has a good game when he comes in there. He's fought all over the country and in Canada, you know.
A lot of fights. Yep, I guess that one could be all right. Stevie Spike could be good.
That one could be good. What about Daniel Atnett versus the Austin Arnett? That's his second co-main, basically.
Yeah,
which
I think that's a bad matchup. I don't know.
Oh.
Daniel's pretty small, and Austin's supposed to be the young stud, you know, and Daniel's a little bit older, and, I mean, he's tough as hell. He's super tough, but I don't know. Next.
Okay. Well, we got a lot of events going down this weekend, folks. We've also got FAMA. We've also got Jungle Fights. We've got Show Fights. We've got Ohio Fighting Championship 17. We got Up and Comer 16. The
Koga
event.
Yep, I'm going to be at that one. I'll be refereeing that one, part of them.
Oh, you're going to be doing work at Koga.
Yeah, that'll be cool. Some good fights on that one. Some really good fights.
Now, dude, I just, oh gosh, man. See, now you're going to make me draw a blank, but Jordan Mackey? No, Mackey.
Yeah.
Mackey.
Yeah,
exactly.
From
and just, Johnny Gilbertson's well, fight. Go ahead.
Yeah, interesting. Johnny's a beast, man. I couldn't really pick against him no matter who he was fighting. I mean, his pro debut, he goes and fights in China against their champion and wins. I mean, he's as legit as it gets. Watching him cage side at cage court, watching the 45ers in their fight, knowing that he could be right there with them, I mean, he could definitely hold his own with half those guys at least. And I can see that he's the future in the Northwest. He could potentially go very far. He's a very disciplined, clean living guy, married, no bad habits. It's got everything it takes. He's really athletic. I mean, he kicks so hard that he broke someone's femur with a kick a couple fights ago. So. That's pretty tough. Broken femur.
Well, I got you here. What do you think about the Daniel Thompson Andrew Park fight?
That could be good. Yeah, there's not really any. There's nothing. No bad fight. There's some. I mean, the Tim Abel Brett Buxa fight. That's an interesting fight. Neither of them are awesome pros, but they match up very well. It's going to be a good fight. The Matt Colby Hoffman fight, That's a great fight.
That,
of course,
yeah.
Matt's my boy, and so I expect him to take care of business. But yeah, that's a good fight. It's a good card. There's some great amateur fights on there on the card that are fantastic. The Tom Wilson fight. Tom Wilson's a beast. This is pro debut, and he's a beast. And the guy who some say is the best 145er in the Northwest, period, is fighting against his name's Nick. Can't remember, but he's fighting Albert Katabosian from Jeff Hoagland's gym, who's really tough. That's going to be a hell of a fight. Really high level guys. Really high level.
See, look at that. It's going to make it tough for fans in the Pac Northwest this weekend. You got so many events to choose from. And here's the great thing, folks. They're all separated just enough that you can hit up a show in your region without driving very far. You know, if you live in the Seattle area, you're not going to have to drive very far to hit some shows. If you live down in the Vancouver, Portland area, you're not going to have to drive very far. Live in the Spokane area, look at that, folks. We got, I mean, and I would say Yakima, but there's not much out there. I mean, it's just a big, like, farming town. I know they have events, but they don't have anything going on this weekend, so.
Well, that's not far from Spokane. That's a short drive, dude. There's 8 events in Washington State this weekend. 8 events tomorrow. That's like
that's
Oregon's
baller,
whole year. Isn't that Oregon's whole year?
What do you mean that's our last 2 years, fool? You're being generous.
I'm trying to be nice. You know, optimistic.
Oh, man. Yeah, there's some good fights going down. And folks out there who are waiting, we are going to be talking about Cage Warrior Combat. All-star, jam-packed, super stacked, phenomenal night of fights. And some of the names on there, yes, folks, you will drop a deuce in your pants when you hear them. Yes, some of the biggest names in the business throwing down on Cage Warrior Combat card. Folks, you're not going to want to miss that. You have to stay tuned because we're not going to just jump right into that shit right away. You know?
No.
And I'll give you a hint, though. I believe, and whether anybody out there likes it or not, he is probably hands down one of the most sellable products, win, lose, or draw, especially with a lot of losses, still to this day.
Yeah.
Hold on, let's see who we got. Hey, what's up, 509?
Hamler. How's Hamler, man?
Hey!
What's going on?
What's
I'm
up,
there, man.
Tough guy?
Come to listen to what you guys got going on tonight.
We're just kind of bullshit about the Coder card right now.
Nice.
Hey, aren't you going to be at the Northern Quest Casino tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm resting over there tomorrow night.
Nice. That should be exciting.
Hope so. It's going to be hot. It's going to be outside in the sun. It's going to be hot.
Wicked. Remember that last year.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I'll tell you what. Nice. You know, we were talking about it. There's some decent fights on that card. There's some good fights on the Koga card. You know, I mean, Pac Northwest is rocking, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of shows this weekend. There's one boxing, what, 4 MMA? Just in Washington alone?
I think there's 7 altogether with everything. One of them might be a grappling tournament, though. One grappling, one boxing, and 5 MMA. Crazy.
Right.
Oregon's whole year.
Well,
all stuff into 1 week.
Mr. Hamlet, it's great to see you working this weekend, man. Big mad love to you for that.
Nice. It'll be fun if we get back in there. I'm going to have to rest.
So, you want to talk about that fight comes up?
Which one? Go ahead.
November.
Sterling Ford.
Oh. Absolutely.
Is that a legit deal? All signed up, ready to rock?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Tell us.
We talking about Sterling now?
Sterling Ford
versus
Drew Pilkenshire, November 2nd. Kent Shore Center.
Yeah, it's Sterling moved over here about 4 months, and he's been training with me now. And he's never been in shape the way he is. You know, he used to have a hard time making 55, but I train a lot harder here, and I make sure my guys are always in shape. And he's walking at 162 now, so he's going to make that drop to 45 now.
How nice is that? That's where he should have been for some time, but I understand why he wasn't there. He just wasn't getting, you know, the correct, you know, focus and work in the gym that he needed to drop that weight. I think 145 is better class.
Absolutely. Even when he was barely making 55, he was kind of chubby. You know, he wasn't real lean.
Yeah.
So he's been weighing out of practice at 56, you know, right around there. So it's always a hard cut no matter what it is, but it's going to be a good weight for him. And Drew's a definitely a good opponent for him. I like the style matchup. I definitely do a lot.
I tell you what, I'll be honest, that's a huge, you know, steal for Cage Warrior Combat to have that fight on their card, man. I mean, it's got to feel good that you guys have another pro league up here now willing to throw, you know, cash to these fighters to perform.
Absolutely. We tried to make it happen in August on Cage Sport, but Drew didn't want to go back-to-back. You know, he was going to keep his word and fight Lee just because he agreed to, but he didn't really want to train for another five-round fight after doing the last one right back-to-back. So it worked out better for the new organization because now we get to pick up that fight, and it's a great fight. It's definitely not going to be boring.
Oh, I 100% agree. I mean, this fight alone is a main event on 90% of the cards in the Pacific Northwest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, any of them.
Sure. Yeah, well, yeah, you're right. I mean, it could easily have been sold as a main event on the few pro cards up here in the Pacific Northwest that are really, you know, doing things right. I'm happy. I mean, obviously, Anthony, you know that this is a ridiculous card put together from top to bottom.
Yeah, this fight's stacked. I mean, I know a lot of the matchups, obviously, I can't say anything until they release them, but I've been talking to these guys about a lot of the matchups they're trying to put together, and they're just big fights.
We can talk about
that. I know there's at least four, right? Those four you gave me last night we can talk about.
Yeah, there's four or five we can talk about.
Yeah.
You'll have to bring them up, because I don't know which ones.
Okay.
Well, we can talk about them, but we can't. There's a couple that are... They've agreed to terms through their agents, and all they're doing is waiting for signatures. So that's the only thing with a couple of them. So we can still talk about them. It's just not that they're 100%.
The Kovacs fight, can we talk about that?
Yeah, they have to sign the paper, but they've agreed to terms, and that's Matt Kovacs versus Maurice Smith.
I'm excited for that fight. I've trained with Mo, you know, from way back in the day, and, you know, I'm trained with him probably about a year ago, and they don't realize his ground is not bad at all, actually. His stand-up, obviously, is phenomenal, but his ground is not bad at all. So, I don't care how old he is, he's still dangerous.
Oh, yeah. Head kicks.
I agree 100%. I think, you know, once again, this is a fight that true fans of the sport are going to come out to see. Let's be honest, you know, this fight could really, really... steal the show. There's a possibility for it. I mean, I'm a big fan like you of Mo, and I think that's a great deal. We can talk about the Anthony fight as well, right?
Yes. Anthony Hamilton versus Bobby Lashley.
Bobby Lashley versus what? Anthony Hamilton. Huh? I didn't know about that one yet.
Yep.
Huh. That's interesting. Yeah. Ashley comes out strong and then gasses. You know, that's basically how I see that fight happening. So Anthony Hamilton's, he's tough. I mean, I know he's back there working with the Gracie Baja's guys again, which is great for him. Anthony Hamilton, he's right on the crisp of making that move up into the next, you know, level of fighting. So that could be a nice little name for him to win. I know he's been looking for a name.
It's a good one right now. So, pretty good.
Absolutely.
You asked me that question. That person did has no choice for Wayans.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet. No word either. No show. No.
Yeah,
call.
I know. I've been calling the guys up there, and nobody's answering. Well, nobody. I did text. Nobody's answered my text. Yeah, even the back guy, stage guy, is not. He called me, but I missed his call, so he's lost.
That is pretty tough.
Yeah.
Huh. Dead.
So, I know we talked about, you guys brought up Eddie Ellis, right? Obviously.
Eddie Ellis against Kyle Beerbohm.
Beerbohm. I messed that up because I thought that fight was this weekend, but I realized I was just really intoxicated.
He's only up by 14 weeks.
Eddie's got a tough fight before that, though. He's fighting Jim Wallhead over in England.
What's the date on that one? Do you know? Or what?
It is on September 14th. And Wallhead's 24-7. He went the distance with Rick Hahn. He beat Frank Trigg by split decision. He beat Joey Villasenor. He's a tough guy for sure, definitely.
Nice.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. Is he doing it at Cage Warrior Combat not Cage Warrior Combat, Cage Warriors?
It is on Bama 13.
Oh, sick. Good card. That's a pretty good card
off
the
bottom. Is it?
Yeah, we just got the press release. I just looked at it the other day.
It looks hard to watch.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, yeah, you will be able to watch those fights.
Nice.
Hold on. I think, if I'm not mistaken, we just put up the press release. Yeah, here we go. Bam. Yeah, but you guys can go to MMAMadhouse.com and check it out, man. There's the fight card and everything up there. So.
I'm sorry, I can't talk about it because I'm repping it tomorrow, but you guys got some sponsored fighters fighting. Stevie's fighting tomorrow, right?
Yeah, Stevie's fighting
tomorrow. Yes, she is. She's going to go in there and kick ass. You don't got to do nothing but sit back and watch art happen in the cage. She's going to paint a Picasso with Elizabeth's face. Boom, boom, 1-2. 1-2. You're going to be like, dude, come on, Stevie. You already beat her. Fight's over.
There's so much punch combinations. I hope it's more than 1-2.
It's going to be the fastest, hottest, coolest 8 seconds of your life, brother.
Nice.
That's a tough competition.
I know. I'm hyping her up a little bit more than I probably should be. But you know what? That's the great thing about alcohol and drugs and saying whatever I want on my show.
That's true. Especially when you don't normally drink, it makes it even better.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm now that I've had the muffins and stuff, the alcohol's like vapored away. Now the muffins are working. that's a fight we're really proud of. We were, we sponsored Holly, Alana Jones in the Holly Holmes fight tonight, and she got caught. Did you see that?
No. What show was it?
Oh, Legacy 21 down there in Houston tonight.
Oh. I got rid of DirecTV. I was tired of paying $160 a month. I have free basic cables. I stick with that, man. It's way better. $160 a month.
Anthony, he's been in wrestling in the middle of a cage and in between fights scream out, go to fitbox.com. Get in here.
He knows the way.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Brian Johnson going, shut up.
That was great. He has a card.
Oh,
yeah, Brian's got the biggest amateur show in the Northwest.
Yeah, it's huge. Over 2,000 people every time.
Yeah, definitely over 1,500. I mean, he does a great job, but he puts 3 months of work at least into his shows. He works hard, obviously. He's not just putting these shows on. That's why he does only do a couple of shows a year.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be honest. I'd rather have quality over quantity, but, you see the watered-down version of the UFC today compared to 5 years ago.
Absolutely. Yeah,
absolutely. You shove so much of this shit down people's throat from one roster. Look, let's be honest. I know everybody out there, all the UFC has the greatest fighters. Yeah, there's 10 guys that pretty much fight over and over against each other. Fuck, come on now. you know. There's some guys in Asia, some guys in Africa, some guys in Brazil. They're just as fucking good as anybody in the UFC. They just might not have the exposure yet that those guys got, or have the management team behind them.
Fucking
zombies.
What's new at your gym, Anthony?
I got Dave Shepard's there now. I mean, what's nice for me now is I got Will Hammond that works. He's taking care of our management now pretty much for our guys, which is nice because I hate management, and I just want to train my guys. That's all I want to do. I hate the haggling and arguing. And we took a fight. We said yes to fight Jesse Brock with Tony Sanchez, and then they said Hatton got the fight. And then Hatton turned around and committed to fight Bart's guy on K-Sport that same weekend. So Hatton's out now. So they came back and asked us again. We said, yeah, again. So we're just waiting to hear. Jesse Brock's a tough guy. What's that?
You can pay you more money or you just being cool about it?
No, it's just, I don't play those games. I don't deal with the management part of it. I just strictly, my answer is yes. Let's fight.
Yeah. That's good about it. Anytime you tell me you give me somebody, and then I still I have someone, you say, cool. What
are you
done with?
Exactly.
The coach just says yes first and then asks who it is second. That's perfect. He's fighting.
Go ahead. I said Hoiby gets some rep Joe show tomorrow for the first time.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I'm doing with Hoiby, it'd be cool.
Nice.
I'm looking forward to it. That's one that I haven't done yet. Good group, professional job. It'll be great.
Oh, absolutely. Our team with Joe's show is more professional than the state run shows that I work with.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. You know.
Very similar.
That's
more fun.
Absolutely.
Oh, so you're trying to work, you're trying to manage, you're trying to rap, you're trying to, you know, train. Jeez, when do you have any time for yourself?
You're right. I give Fridays off, man. That's my day off. Fridays is my day off. That's it. I try to do nothing on Fridays, man.
Or
gyms open on Sundays, man.
Are you closed on Fridays?
We are closed on Friday. Yeah, we're Sunday through Thursday.
Is that because of all those times of being in the gym and nobody fucking shows up on a Friday?
Yeah, exactly. And as much as I travel to fights and stuff like that on the weekends, I don't want to be looking for somebody to cover and everything else. It's just easier to go. We go Sunday through Thursday. We have sparring on Sunday at 3:00, and it's open to anybody publicly. They don't even have to be a member of our gym. We have a few people from around town that come in to spar once in a while.
Nice. When are we going to see Ricky Carrillo fighting?
Say that one more time.
When are we going to see Ricky fighting? He was supposed to be making the first
Carrillo?
Yeah.
Carrillo is actually getting married tomorrow. He's got a big fight on his hands right now. He's got, you know. He's getting married tomorrow. He's got an awesome fiance. She's real supportive.
Yeah.
And
so
she's
Conquest of the Cage, 2013.
I love it, dude. They're using Mike to promote the show on the local channel. That's smart.
Yeah.
Which
Sorry,
one?
I just saw that. For Conquest on the Cage, or of the Cage, whatever.
That one?
Yeah.
Over in Spokane?
I see Mike's on the local.
Oh, yeah, they had Mike on there. I just watched that interview. Plus, they did the weigh-ins at the Spokane Shock football game tonight at there's 10,000 people at the game, so they had weigh-ins right before the game started tonight.
That's cool. Smart.
Yeah. It was a dummy weigh-in basically. They had already had weigh-ins at 5:00, and then they had the weigh-ins right at 7:00 actually for the game and everything else. And they had Uriah there and stuff like that. So.
Dana
right.
White there?
He is going to be there, but he is not there as a, like Uriah. Uriah is being paid to be there. Dana's coming there because he made a promise to somebody. That's the only reason Dana's coming. He They don't want him on any of the advertisement or anything.
He's on the poster.
Yeah, look on the current posters. It was taken off really quick.
Today it was on the poster.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if I saved it and reposted it or what, but I've seen it today a few times. I'm on the poster.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, well, I'm about to go post Dana White live at Conquest on the Cage. You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah, Dana bought his own. He bought his own tickets to the fights. He bought his own hotel rooms. I mean, he's got a group. You know, I mean, he got 6 hotel rooms, so he's got a decent sized group traveling with him. And I imagine a lot of that's his security and his friends and stuff.
Dude,
like that too.
What are you talking about? 5 rooms are just for his ego.
Hey man, you guys can hate on him all they want, man. He's pimp, but I love Dana. I'm a Dana fan. I like what he does.
I will hate on him all day long. I don't have a problem with Dana White personally, but Dana White professionally, I think he's a fucking strong arm Nazi. It's his way.
Yeah, but you gotta remember how many egos is he dealing with? You know, on a daily basis. Who works harder than that dude? I mean, you know, even when his health was bad, he was still trying to get
under him.
Yeah. Every day, that dude, I guarantee you, wakes up to some kind of hurricane. You know, somebody's hurt, somebody's in trouble, something, you know what I mean? So,
that's what he calls Joe Silva and says, get me another fight, Joe. And then he calls his secretary and he says, get Wayne, get Chuck, and get Matt all on fucking conference call. Well, he's taking a shit and eating a Dana. She's yelling at these guys to fix the problem. Then when he's done, he wipes his ass with $1,000 bill, takes a fucking fart and walks out, and he's done for it. That's it. Then he goes and gets his makeup and his hair done and shows up for an interview.
Hey. Yeah.
I'm not going to hate on him because he's rich. I'm not going to hate on him for that. I'm not going to hate on him for building a company either. I'm going to hate on him for his practices in the last couple of years with fighters, the lies, the disrespect, what I feel is some shady-ass shit through the company, consistently proven over and over again. Fuck that.
I mean, what do you think about Holman don't make weight his last fight there? He doesn't just pay Holman Holman didn't even fight up in his last fight. He pays him not only his show money, he pays him his win money, $50-something thousand out the door as he's getting cut. Explain it. What other boss would do that for a fighter? Name one.
No, he's just nice. There's no question.
I'm not saying that he hasn't shown love and respect, but when you spend over $600,000 paying lobbyists so you can get fucking MMA in New York, and you tell me you can't afford to pay fighters more because you're paying some fucking lobbyists to make things your way, fuck you.
Which fighter should be paid more? Which ones are you saying should be paid more?
I'm saying any fighter out there should not sign their life away to fight for the UFC. They should be smart and make it a fucking, whether it's a one-fight deal or a five-fight deal, they should give up every goddamn right they have, their Twitter name, their Facebook control, what they say. Look, before that stupid fucking media conference a couple years ago, for everybody to get on the same page social media-wise that the UFC did, you would see fighters openly talking about way a lot of shit that you don't see anymore. Bart Polishevsky, big case in point. That guy barely fucking tells any of his fans anymore what the fuck's going on because Zuffa was so far up his ass. And now if he wants to turn around and sell himself as an action figure to some Chinese toy company, he's got to pay Dana White a royalty? Fuck you, Dana.
I used to believe, you know, I used to not understand why do sponsors have to pay the UFC if they sponsor the fighters. I used to not agree with that, but the only reason the sponsors are making that money is because the UFC puts their money out in the first place. So I'm on the other side of the fence with you on all this.
I think the sponsorship is the biggest fucking farce. You're going to tell me that I supported this amateur for 6 years through his amateur and pro career, and he makes it, and I gotta pay Dana fucking White even one fucking dollar? Fuck you. Get your hand out of my fucking cookie jar, you schmuck.
You can still put your logo on their banner, can't you? There, Jeff, you can still put it on the banner.
Nope.
Yeah, you can be the first banner. I could do like if Jeff Hogan wanted to put me on his banner or Prince Albert, they could put me on the on their banner. They couldn't wear anything. They couldn't do anything else. Couldn't be on a shirt. Can't be on their shorts. And you can't be a clothing line. You can't be a, you know, some there's certain things that you just can't be. And some things just if you're the right thing, you just go right through. They don't care about it. But if you're clothing, that's one they really care about.
It's still bullshit. Well, so you're going to tell me that intimidation clothing sponsors me and I can't wear a fucking intimidation shirt out to the ring unless they pay Dana White $50,000?
I agree with that. I agree with that. Why should can you put your in your advertisement on any other sports? Anybody. You can't put on anything. Can you go to a freaking pay for a commercial just locally? You know, you're going to pay $1,500.
You're talking apples and fucking oranges. The players' unions and every other major sport get a cut of fucking sponsorship dollars. They don't in the UFC. They don't get a cut of fucking the $60 million Harley Davidson paid or the $700 million that fucking Fox paid. So that's apples and oranges. It's written into those contracts with the players' unions that they get a percentage of that. It's what they get 49% of the profit. UFC fighters get 1% if they're fucking lucky of the profit.
Well, that's because they're a union, though. That's why. It's a union.
Well, these fighters need to start forcing companies to pay more and fucking say, look, I'm signing a one-fight deal. I keep my name. I keep my likeness. You're going to pay me 37. If you don't, Legacy offered me 40. NFC offered me 41. If you guys want to get in a bidding war, fine. Fuck you. Because back in the day, the best fighters fought where the best paycheck was, and that ain't that way anymore. Now everybody just wants to fight the UFC because it's a fucking name. And if you're in the UFC, you're golden fucking god or shit's fucking Twinkies. But the day you get cut like Leonard Garcia, oh, you're a has-been. You were never that fucking good. Fuck you, you goddamn fucking Sunday washers. Go home and cry to somebody else.
Yeah, look at old poor little Eddie Alvarez. Stuck. Bellator won't let him go.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know what? He used his leverage correctly. He said, who wants to pay me the most? And I know for a fact two other leagues threw offers, and they were just under the UFC's contract. He would have gone with the highest bidder. And I know other fighters who have turned down UFC because ONE FC has offered them a substantially better payday. Same thing with EFC. You know, other companies out there are throwing around the same fucking money as Zuffa. You just have to know how to use your skills and use your management to its best ability and get them to get you the best contract for you, whatever fucking league that is. You know, and it's funny because, Anthony, I've asked this question before, and we've had a lot of fighters say they would fight for the UFC for free as a pro.
Absolutely.
Just to say they could fight there. So you would turn down a $30,000 payday at ONE FC to fight for free in the UFC.
That's a lot of people will.
Why the fuck are you fighting then?
I've got guys that walk into my gym who have zero skill, never trained a day of their life, and that they'll let it be known that that is their ultimate goal is they want to fight in the UFC from day one when they walked in. It's just like a baseball player. They could play in Japan or a basketball player. They could play in overseas too, but where does everybody want to play? They all want to play in the NBA. They all want to play in the major leagues. Because the UFC in the United States is the biggest organization.
And I'm not disagreeing with that, but I'm saying that, dude, for you to spend your whole career fucking busting your ass to take a free fucking fight just so you can say you fought in the UFC is stupid.
Well, I was willing to ref the last UFC for free just because of the credibility that comes with reffing the UFC.
No. Refing's different, bro. I understand, you know, that's a whole other story, though. You're talking fighting, man. You're talking about this is what these guys supposedly want to get paid to do, and they're willing to take a free fight and not a $30,000 paycheck, then their priorities are messed up because they don't want to fight to be the best. They just want to fight so they can say they're in the UFC. That's the wrong fucking mentality. That's like saying, well, I don't give a shit if I only end up number two in the UFC. Really? Who the fuck trains to be number two? You want to be number one in the world. What the fuck does it matter where it is? Why can't I take on Eddie Alvarez at fucking, you know, ONE FC, and then if I beat him,
the next guy calls me out and I fight him at fucking KSW, you know, or at the UFC. Why can't I take a big paycheck to prove that I'm the best no matter what company pays me?
Yeah, but do you look at boxing? When you're the WBA champion, you know, WBO, do you you stay around there and defend, that you fight up the ranks? You don't see a lot of guys ranked high in both of them, you know? They're usually ranked high in one of them and not ranked very high unless they're just a phenom. It's just the way it is, man. So,
you know, I don't know. You know, I'm also a big proponent to their whole win-loss bullshit. You know, I come from kickboxing, man. Win-loss, it don't mean shit. It's how you perform.
That's the only thing that I'm on your side with. That's the one thing I loved about Pride. It didn't matter how many times you won or lost. Look at Shoji. Remember Shoji?
Yep.
Look at Shoji. Shoji went out there and put his ass on the line every time. Keith Haring put it. I just watched that clip tonight when he got kissed and knocked that dude out. I just watched that tonight. Keith Haring. He's like, what? What did I do?
That guy sold.
Oh, yeah.
You knew whether it was Fedor or whether it was one of the Nogueras or whether it was Shogun. Whoever he fought, win or lose, he was bringing fucking war. He was gonna make the fans happy that they showed up. And it doesn't. It's not like that anymore, and that sucks, man. Look at some of the guys who got cut in the last year from the UFC who just put on great shows, man. They weren't boring fights. Win or lose, they were good.
Yeah, but, I mean, look at poor Chris Leben. I mean, what do they do with him now? He's at that point in his career. I mean, do they put him, he was just now on the undercard, or do they put him on the prelims now where he's going to beat their up-and-coming guys? You know, he will. So
yeah.
What do you do with guys like that?
A guy like Chris Leben, my opinion, is 2 years ago I would have cut him. Personally, I would have cut him 2 years ago. I'd be like, look, bro, you got too much on your plate. You can't get your shit straight. You know, you're losing your gym. You're losing your house. You're whacked out on pain pills or whatever the fuck it's on. You're mentally not stable. See ya. If he's not putting on great performances. He's not selling seats even on an undercard. He hasn't done that in years.
Yeah. I don't know. I like guys. I like the guys that come to fight. I love Cowboy Cerrone. Anytime Cowboy Cerrone's fighting, I'll definitely gonna make sure I watch that. Just like the Seattle card next week. And since I'm not repping at this time, I hope Jake Ellenberger just smashes Rory McDonald. That would make my day. But, you know, it ain't gonna. That's the best. That's a phenomenal fight. Guys like that come to, try to just destroy you. Jake Ellenberger does. Same thing with Robbie Lawler. Those kind of guys. I love watching those type fighters.
Dude, exactly. But that's a dying fucking art in our sport. Guys who show up to fucking fight. Not the points win, not to dry hump some dude till his fucking crotch is burnt raw, but the fucking fight.
Well, that's because you have gyms. They're promoting that. If you're watching a reality TV show on Spike going on right now, you can see one. There's a certain team on that reality show on Spike now from Bellator. There's one team in particular that's trying to get you to grind your decisions out. You can see it happening on TV now.
I agree, and I don't look. And I'm telling you, that's because of this whole mystique behind the UFC. Because all I got to do is stay perfect or keep winning, and I get to the UFC. And then I get there, I don't want to expose myself to a loss and possibly get cut. So I'm just going to lay on top of this guy and give a fucking proctology exam for 30 minutes. No.
Miletic.
No.
Miletic's team used to do that before Jackson's did. Miletic's team was, that's why they were so successful. They were grinders, remember?
Yeah, but, dude, they hurt you when they were down there. They didn't smother you for points. Dude, you know how many, Anthony, I'm not telling you anything you or Jeff as referees and fans has not seen a million fucking times, but you take a guy like, let's take, Mac Danzig. He comes in and he's banging. He goes to the ground. He is punching the shit out of you, or he is working. Then you got other guys who get in there, and they grab you and they take you down and they just keep spinning around and they keep trying to grab a fucking arm or You know, they'll like punch you in the head once or twice, probably the back of the fucking head. Then they'll spin around and grab an ankle. Then they'll spin around and get in the mouth. Then they'll spin around back into fucking guard. I'm like, but you're not doing nothing, motherfucker.
Well,
you're holding
well,
there.
Look at,
Go ahead. Look at
Roger Huerta, Clay Guida. Do you remember that fight, how good that fight was?
Yep.
Yeah, but now look at Gray Maynard and freaking Guida. Look how boring it was. Look at that when he trains with a different team. You know what I mean? It's if I was with UFC, I would be... Go ahead.
I'll finish.
Oh, I said if I was the UFC, I would be telling these guys. Well, I think actually they did tell Guida after that fight with Gray Maynard. They're like, look, we're not paying you to fight like that. That's not the... We need exciting. We want the wars that he used to have, you know, with him and the one he had with Henderson, you know, with Ben Henderson. That's what we're paying you to fight, how we want you to fight.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why I like Bart. And I think it's a shame he doesn't get the credit he deserves because Bart's a fucking exciting, explosive fighter, and he's aggressive the whole time. He sells it. And I agree. I mean, I know exactly what you're talking about. Hey, Chris Gregory, welcome to the show from MMA Topics. But on this Bellator, you're seeing it. These guys are pushing certain – coaches are definitely pushing. Just get them down, hold them to the cage, and throw a punch or two. And it's killing the fucking sport because guys are scared to lose because if you lose, you get cut. Whatever happened to a guy who was 14-6 and he could still co-main?
Yeah. Well, you know what would have been a good fight with Bart and Sam Cecilia? That would have been a hell of a fight to watch.
Fuck yeah.
Those two guys.
I like that.
Hey, did JT Taylor answer you, Kippy? JT Taylor answer you, Kippy? You hear back from JT Taylor?
No. Let me look. Because I got right. Pretty trash.
He's got a seminar going on next week. I wanted to go to it.
Dude, I'm telling you, we were talking about this the other day with me and Jeff where, you know, he's now that he's closed down his gym, he's really focused on getting back into the ground world and really going balls deep, including seminars, going back and hitting some circuits. And dude, he seems like a whole rejuvenated kid all over again, man. I mean, like, this has really excited him. So, you know, if anybody's out there, they get a chance, dude. It's worth going to the seminar. It's totally worth it.
Yeah, I guess this seminar is private club. It's Rex Payne, those guys. I was like, oh, cool, maybe I'll go to this. And he told me I wasn't invited, Rex did. He's like, it's a private club.
Are you shitting me?
No, dude, I laughed about it. I go, that's kind of funny, whatever, dude. I just laughed at it.
One more reason I'm glad that fucking Dave Corshane knocked him out twice in one fight.
Well, in the last couple of days, he posted he's no longer doing MMA. He's strictly going to concentrate on Gi, so I don't know what his wife's going to do. Because his wife was supposed to fight Priscilla next week, or 2 weeks on Jeff's show, and they pulled out. So I don't know why. That's all I know. They pulled out. We were supposed to fight him on the 3rd.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think JT is a beast on the ground, man. I've seen him in work multiple times.
Absolutely, he is.
And in the cage. And he's ridiculously strong, man. I mean, he's fun to watch. He's very clean.
That's cool that he's doing so good that they can turn down Anthony's money for coming to the thing. He's doing so good. That's awesome. Glad to hear he's doing that financially.
I guarantee you, JT didn't say turn down Anthony. I know that.
Hey,
you're Matt Lindland.
Hey, they should bring in Taylor to fight Ivan Salivary on that show up there, man. That'd be a good fight. Taylor's 39 years old. That's not – it's two older guys fighting.
Yeah.
Taylor's 7-7. That's not too scary for Ivan.
What do you think, Skippy?
You know
that'd
my
be a good fight.
Opinion. Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, once again, you know – you want a fight that's exciting for fans,
If you can get this fight on the lower part of the card, I have no problem with it. But there's no way that it's going to be in the top four fights on the card. It can't be.
No, it wouldn't be.
No, I'm talking about if JT and Ivan fought, that'd be a good fight. That'd be exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, I think, no. Hey, you know, Jeff, we talked about this earlier. I think, you know, there's too much behind this fight that you could sell. If it's JT and Ivan, you've got Washington versus Oregon, my lineage versus your lineage, Gi versus no Gi, you know,
one
two old
thing.
School guys
one
who never met.
One other thing I found out, which makes it an issue, is you have Marcelo Alonso against Marcelo Alonso. You know how they are about that. I guess they both came from the school. That could be an issue.
Dude, that's even better. Students battle it out for master's love and respect.
Marcelo, don't see it that way. You're not allowed to fight your anybody who's a Marcelo affiliate. They're not allowed to fight each other. So, like, up here, it's hard to match some of them because there's just, like, six teams that won't fight. Because
Ivan's not affiliate, is he, anymore?
No, but he came from Marcelo's himself, is what I mean.
Oh.
But no, he's not he's Ivan.
Okay.
Were they up there together, I wonder, at the same time?
No. Taylor didn't come up here much. He brought Marcelo down there more.
Okay.
Taylor kind of ran his team as the Cobra Kai back in the day, man. They were definitely, it was, you know, they had their own little thing, and he liked enemies, man. He made that clear, you know. He's like, we all can't be friends, so.
We can't be good friends, let's be good enemies.
I'm a good friend, but I'm a better enemy. I always say that.
A better one? Unless you're that enemy.
Hey, Chris,
enemy
is there
almost stable, predictable.
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, I'm just making sure your mic was on, man. Just being super quiet.
Yeah,
bro.
I'm just quiet. Yeah, I'm quiet.
Hey, Chris Gregory, that was weigh-ins.
I didn't go to weigh-ins.
You don't have to, huh?
For which show?
I'm not fighting.
Now you're not fighting?
What?
Nope. Yep.
You let that whole divorce here ask you fight?
Nah, I'll let you know off air. I'll let you know off air.
Oh, shut up. Did the guy get scared? Come on, you can tell us. The guy backed out when he saw your guns, huh?
Yeah, the guy did back out, but apparently.
What
oh,
show is that?
I was on blast right now.
It was that show fight, but no biggie, you know. He already tried to match me on August 17th. As long as I don't have to do commentary on August 16th, I'll fight. So I'm cool with that, man. I went to the gym tonight and got my ass whooped anyway, so it's no biggie.
Danny Knopper for you to come here and fight Kovacs whenever you're ready.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. How much does that pay?
Sandwich.
We'll talk about it after the fight.
All right, that's fine. I'll give you down for a good amount of money. This is totally unfair, though, Jeff. Are you giving the hometown guy a good one or what? That's fucked up.
Chris, would you fight Jared Jorgensen for $800 for your pro debut?
No.
Who's Jared Jorgensen?
You can beat him.
Who is he, Chris?
I would fight pretty much any heavyweight in SFL besides Alex. That's it. That's the only person I would. Alex.
Well, Mike, did you hear me? Who do you got, Kovacs or Bobby Lashley?
No, that's not it.
Sorry. Anthony Hamilton. Hamilton, thank you. Versus Bobby Lashley. Who you got on that one, big guy?
Man.
Come on, you know you want to say Bobby Lashley. I know that's your favorite fighter.
I fucking hate that guy, bro. I hate that guy. I'm not going to give away the gym's name, but there's posters all over their walls, all right, man? When you go there, there's just posters everywhere. Well, if there's any Bobby Lashley photos, they're not, like, their face is covered up, dude. It's hilarious. Like,
that's American Top Team.
Nope, it's not. I could promise you that. But he owns American Top Team in Colorado.
Okay.
Actually, Bobby Lashley does, so if he wants to cover up his own face, that's pretty cool.
Hey, you guys.
Who had
the wall?
I mean,
Go ahead, Chris.
I honestly think that anybody could beat that guy if they could just stop a takedown, because that's all he do. He'll just lay on you for, you know, 15 minutes, and he doesn't care, you know. He don't give a shit if the crowd's booing or not. He don't give two shits. He fought a 2-2 guy his last fight, so, you know, that says a lot about him. That's, you know.
I was trying to remember, who had the wall of cunt with all the fighters they thought were bitches in their gym to promote, to push their amateur and pro fighters not to be like that? You remember that?
Man, you know what? Gosh, we have so many shows, man. It's so hard.
I know. Yeah,
so, okay, was it Eller from the United Combat League?
You what?
No, he had the wall of shame, but somebody had a wall of cunt in their gym, and it's photos of fighters who were like pussies, no shows.
That's not there in your. That's someone in your area. Cause I remember that. That's like someone over there.
I thought it was somebody in the Midwest.
Yeah, it was like in. But you got your own little list.
I did it. I did make a wall of shame, but it, you know, it was kind of hard to do. You know, I didn't really, because some promoters you can't trust. You know, they could say, the fighter. You know,
Chris, if you don't want to make the wall of shame, don't show up to weigh-ins with a fucking foot long and come in over.
Oh, that's hilarious. Hey, you know what? I think, did you not see my picture the other day of my pretzel dog? Those things are delicious, bro. The Sonic pretzel dog?
To,
oh, my God.
I
want oh,
to
try
my
the God.
Pretzel burger that girl was talking
about. No, I'm not cool with the pretzel burger. It's just like, it's just too much, man. Pretzel dog, man. Fucking amazing. Just mustard. I'm just like dreaming right now. Like, I wish Sonic was open 24/7.
Well, folks, we lost Anthony. He calls back in. I'll patch him back in. Otherwise, big shout out to him and his team and Sterling Ford fighting Drew Brokenshire.
Hey, Skip, do we got somebody from Madhouse covering World Striking Challenge in Florida?
I think Matthew might be. I'll find out.
Yeah, man, please do. It's tomorrow, and I have Bobby Cooper's on there in the main event. And, you know, that's a good friend of mine, so I was just wondering if he would be down there. And I think Kevin Kruman's on the card, too. So.
I saw the card a couple days ago, but I'm not going to lie to you and tell you what names I remember. But I think for some reason Matthew will be there. He should be. He gets paid to go there.
Wow. So great to know. Slap that dude. I'm just kidding. I'm just joking.
Dude.
I love that guy. No, I love that guy.
I'll tell you right now. He can go ahead and get paid. I'll keep taking these computer upgrades to my system, dude. I guarantee you that last night Vision's put $800 worth of new hardware in here.
Holy crap.
Dude, he added 8 more gigs of fucking RAM to what I already had. Fucking put in new fans and new fucking this and that. Man, like, I can put fucking literally, I can pull up 10 streams and have them all running.
You know what you need? Like, honestly, like, man, I wish I lived there because we would have, like, a podcast, like, every week. That'd be so dope.
Dude, live from Bangkok, folks. Go to MMAMadhouse.com and check it out, dude. Because that's what I want to do. Just like Jonathan Nutt and Ben Stark are doing. It's basically the Rogue Show, but with video. And the way this video is set up with all of my sponsors, that's what we need to be doing, is all of us need to be on, like, Ustream right now so everyone can see us. I don't want to see me right now.
Fucked up. Yeah, like, I'd have to turn the camera away every time you heard a lighter. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit.
Oh, dude, speaking of that, I got my new card today, or 2 days ago, 3 days ago now, in the mail.
And I'm a happy camper, dude. I've been like, yeah, go ahead, pull me over. I'm legal. I can have all this crap on me.
Oh, shit. That's great.
That's what it's about. You need to move up here so you can get a car.
In time, my friend, in time. In time.
Oh, God, can you imagine if all of us actually got together in one place? That could be, you know,
violent.
Trouble. That could be
it could be very, it could be very fun and very violent and still be very fun.
For yeah, sure. Good, friendly, violent fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
For sure.
We do need to start doing, like, some kind of video broadcast. Which I've now that I got the mixing boards and that USB amplifier and all that shit, I mean, I can plug in, I think, like an eight lines in and out, and then, yeah, that's a mic.
Did you guys catch Legacy tonight? Because I haven't really watched it.
Part of it.
Yes, I did. Bubba Bush, the new 185-pound champ. Of Legacy
I saw that fight.
MMA, home of the Madhouse trained fighter, Trey Gunyadow Davenport. Or use the bumper of the car. Either one.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. I should be calling Gunyadow because he got in trouble for doing that.
Yeah, that's why I was laughing. I said, damn, that's pretty bold of you.
Yeah, yeah, fuck it, dude. Hey, if you guys know Trey, give him shit, dude. That's what happens when you pull guns on dealers and shoot them.
Hey, self-defense. Self-defense.
It was self-defense. They were crazy. He was defending himself. I 100% agree.
Yeah. Fuck with the wrong guy.
With too many fucking guns.
Yeah. That definitely be the Isn't wrong
that
guy.
Is that such a gun nut? Dude, Clinch made him a custom mouth guard with a gun on it.
Yeah, and he's all excited about it. It's like a matchbox car for a 10-year-old boy.
Dude, that gun, dude, and the gun that Jeff put on the mouth guard is an exact replica of the one he used, which is cool as shit.
Oh, dude. Yeah,
behind my seat.
I still every time I go look through the mouth guards, I'm like, oh, the Dirty Harry one is the best. Like, it's like, yeah, that one's the greatest one.
Like that, I don't know, Harry. Man. I like that one too because it so much comes out at you with the gun and everything. You know, it looks pretty cool.
Yeah, that one looks cool.
What you got to catch with it?
I can never think of anything. That's why I'm like, just whatever. You know, just whatever, man. Whatever, you know. I can never think of nothing. I don't care. I'll rock one that says Clinch on it. I'm cool with that. My dog eats him. I swear to God, man. That dude, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know what's up with it. But my dog, he'll eat right through the case. And boom, they're done away. I'm like, dude, are you kidding me? And it's like gone. He swallows it. I'm like,
all the time. Happens all the time.
All the time.
It does. Lisa Ellis's dog will go to her bag and open the zipper and dig through it to get to her nut bug.
It's very odd. Really odd. And it's like crazy because he won't do anything to my gloves, you know, none of my gear, just the guard.
Saliva. That's it. It's just something in her mouth to make the dogs just go crazy for it. And they just eat it. Many dogs shit in $100
say, dude, that blue and black one with, like, the gritty, like, zombie teeth, that's a pretty badass one.
I'm not sure which one that is.
It's blue interior, all black exterior, but the teeth are, like, real teeth size, and they're, like, all dirty and gritty and kind of misshapen. I think pretty sick-looking bird. I think that's pretty... Dude, I'm a big fan of Ben's, too, honestly. I thought the tiger head is kind of cool.
Yeah, works good with his mouth. He's got a little bit of buck teeth, but like the nose of the cat come out. It's kind of cool.
And obviously, you guys know I'm a big fan of Mark Dobie's. I mean, come on. Can't go fucking wrong with that mouth guard.
Yeah. I like the ones... Most of the ones I like, I didn't even make them. My wife did. Man. Mike Chiesa's orange Bengal Tiger one. That's sick.
Oh, yeah.
Then, well, we just made one for Stevie last week. I tried to do it for like the fifth time. I'm like, got everything I'm trying to, and it looked like fucking porcupine when I was done. I'm like, oh. And she fixed it. We did it, and I think it was cool.
What was the funnest mouth guard for you to ever make? Was it the booby one?
No.
The naked Rana?
I did kind of like that one. That was kind of fun. Just all the chatter around it. Man, I don't know. That's hard to pick. And it's more the cool people than the actual mouth guard. You're like getting to meet certain people or finding out things about certain people that you would have never known. Or I don't know. Just getting to meet a lot of interesting people. So that's the best part. I like all these Invicta girls. There's something cool about doing them. It's just, well, that didn't sound right. It's just something, I don't know, it seems like special, like they're really, they connect with you a lot. They don't just, you know, say thanks and throw your shit on their banner. They're like, they keep talking to you and you know, it's just cool. I really enjoy that part. Yeah, I'd rather sponsor just women, all women. You better.
I'll tell you what.
They do what they say. Honey Bucket,
yeah,
that's
right. I've been drinking and smoking tonight, Chris, and eating and all kinds of crazy shit.
Yeah. I've just been training all night, man. I just went and did like 3 hours of just getting my ass kicked, getting some nice arm triangles in. Some nice arm triangles in. That's my new thing right now. The new thing. It's just like little things, man, that I learned in the last, like, I don't know, man, like 3 weeks. It's just like, I don't know, it's just weird.
Are you disappointed that you didn't get the fight this weekend after taking it?
Nah, it's, you know what, it's really not a big deal to me. I just didn't, honestly, like, I don't know, it's not a big deal. It's just, it's no biggie. It kind of sucks, but whatever, you know? Who cares? There's plenty of opportunities, and I'm still learning. So, to me, it's not, you know, it's no biggie. I want to finish my next fight. I want to go in there and be boring, and I guarantee you I would gas out quick. Plus, it's outside, and it's 98 degrees outside. Yeah. So, you know, it's already going to be hot, and every time it's hot like that, man, I go to an event, I get a headache. And I was just like, I just kind of thought about it. I was like, yeah, you know, no biggie, whatever. No biggie, man. I don't care. I got people that bought some tickets, though, and we're just going to go support the other guy that goes to our gym, so no big deal.
Good thing you're not fighting. You can stick with your go-prepared plan.
Do what?
You can stick with your going prepared plan. It's good that you're not fighting. I like it. I want to see you going ready. Stomp someone's ass.
Yeah.
Not going there, someone pisses you off, or any other reason that you're ready, and then just do it right. That's what I'd like to see.
Yeah, you know, I just want to be ready. That's the main thing. And plus, I didn't get no time to, like, have all my people that I usually have there anyway. So my sister likes to come to my fights. So let me tell you something, man. If my corner says something, I can't hear them. But she's just I'm allowed to say this because she's my sister. She's just a loud bitch, man. She really is. She's just loud. She's just really loud, man. You can hear it from no matter where it's at. And, like, the first fight, she's I had to tell her to shut up in between rounds. I was like, hey, shut up. Seriously. Because, like, she was like, do it for your dad. Dude, do it for your dad. I'm like, shut up, will you? Will you please shut up? Dude, I got 3 more minutes to hold this guy down and get this win, all right? Let's do this.
That's funny.
That's 3
more
minutes. Shut up.
Yeah, shut up. Just shut up. And the dude that cornered me, I didn't even know who he was, you know? It was just some random dude. And he was just like, man, if I corner you, you just better not quit. I was like, nah, you're good, man. You'll be all right. I was like telling him, you're going to be all right. You better not quit. I just remember saying that. So what time is it? Are you guys about to wrap up or what?
No, dude.
Yeah, actually, I might. Fuck it, dude. I might just call it an early night tonight.
Cool. I'm down with that.
Let's do that. Hey, first of all, I give a big shout-out to Chris Gregory, Anthony Hamlin, and Jeff from Clinch Custom Outcards for keeping back on the show. Yeah, we're going to wrap this one up early tonight. Tomorrow, we all have long fucking days, man. For real.
Cool, cool. Yeah.
You know, so, Chris, give some shout-outs, brother.
Yeah, man, I'll be out at Show Fight tomorrow night. I'll be making the trip to Branson. Sucks I won't be fighting, but, hey, I'll be there. I want to give a shout-out to Blackout Fighting Championships also. You know. And then Clinch Custom Mouthguards, CageTick.com, all those guys. Hey, if you guys need somewhere to put your tickets for fighters, I'm telling you right now, CageTick is the spot. That's it.
Straight up. Big shout-out to Clinch Custom Mouthguards. Follow them at Clinch Guards on Twitter, Clinch Custom Mouthguards on Facebook, GetClinched.com for the website. Guys, like I told you before, man, killer deals. You can't beat the prices for the best gear out there. And one second, I'm checking this message. Nah, he was injured. That's what
hey,
I saw.
Skip.
Okay.
Hey, Skip, yep. just so everyone knows real quick, Sunday night in the yet-to-be-named MMA show, special time for the King. King Mo will be joining us to talk shit on Jacob. No, guarantee he does it. You know, he that dude ain't gonna, he's going to say whatever he wants. He's going to call Jacob Noah. I'm telling you right
I'm
now.
I'm ready
it's gonna
to
be
hear
sick.
That.
You guys, you
I'm
guys
ready
keep
to hear
going
that.
If you'd like. Yeah, Skip. And, you know, you guys are all welcome. You and Jeff, anytime. Just ask whatever.
Post that.
Folks out there.
What's up?
Oh, yeah. Dude,
post that so I can blast it out there.
The Yet to Be Named MMA show.
Yeah, you can post it. Hey, and also don't forget, folks, starting this Sunday, Clinch Sunday MMA Breakdown will be brought to you by Madhouse. Guys, they're coming over to us. They want to join the asylum, so you guys will be able to catch all the weekend MMA broke down by Rob and Jeff. Also want to give a big shout-out to all my sponsors, Jax Media at jaxmedia.ca, Go Fight Live, Eat Tank Tattoo, Vision Smoke Shop, Clock Tower Pub, Clinch Custom Mouse Guards, and I'm going to play a quick ad for Jax, and then we're out the fucking door, folks. See you next week. Eagle!
Jax Media, helping give fighters and fight promoters the edge to get noticed and pound through to success. At Jax Media, we know how difficult it can be to get sponsorships for your fights or fighters. Don't miss out on prime opportunities. Showcase your fight history, stats, bio, sponsorship rate, and clickable links to your online and social media platforms with a custom media kit. Media kits starting as low as $50. Also, ask about our custom Facebook page setup, apps, fighter and fight promotion websites, and more. Visit us online today at www.jaxmedia.ca. Jax Media, design with an edge.
Hey, and before I hang up completely, Full Guard Fight Radio tomorrow night on the Madhouse Network. They have 1976 Olympic boxing gold medalist and CEO of five-time promotions, Howard Davis Jr. Join London and Carl the Madman. Eagle, bitches!